Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Many entrepreneurs and employees choose at some stage to invest their personal time and financial resources into professional organizations. These trade associations are usually led by a full-time executive director and, if they're economically able, will often have a small staff to help administer operational activities. Over the past 20 years, we've been and still are members of such organization. I believe that I've observed some good and bad practices along the way that have many parallels to the regular working world. First point, be clear on the why. A friend of mine recently mentioned he was considering joining a professional organization, but he couldn't quite grasp the benefits of membership. This particular association meets monthly, and as far as he could tell, the only advantage to joining was saving $5 on his meal. When he asked where his membership dues would go, the response that he eventually received essentially stated that if he didn't want to join, he didn't have to. And to me, the workplace application is clear. Communicate why you are the best partner for your customer. Show them your value. Show them why the relationship is a win for them. Show them how you can satisfy, exceed, and anticipate their needs. Don't just rely on a $5 discount trick, metaphorically. Customers, you see, like members, aren't likely to hang around just to hang out. Second point is onboard people well. We joined a professional organization about a year ago. There was no welcome packet, no onboarding, and no emphasis placed on how we could get involved as new members. Nothing. Consequently, here we are 12 months later, having just been reminded that our renewal is due. We politely declined and were surprised there was no plea for us to stay or even an inquiry into why we decided to leave. To me, the workplace application is likewise abundantly clear. Onboard your employees well. Show them around. Make a concerted effort to engage them in your mission, vision, and values. Present a compelling case for how they can contribute, grow, and learn. You see, a robust onboarding process can act like a glue that bonds a new hire to their colleagues. See, when there's no onboarding and no exit interview, employees may simply drive off the parking lot one day and just never return. They will simply take their skills elsewhere. Thirdly and finally, ensure that diversity doesn't divide. We decided to leave a professional organization a few months ago due to what seemed like an intense focus on identity-based subgroups. We observed the formation of a group for Hispanics in business, followed by Black business professionals, then a women's only group. Eventually two more surfaced, Pacific Asian Islanders and a group for those under age 40. Now, as a Caucasian male over 40, it became difficult for me to find my seat. I questioned the leadership and they assured me I was welcome in all groups. However, even if I wanted to identify as Hispanic, Black, female, or a Pacific Islander, or my favorite aspiration, being under 40 again, I'm not. And it just felt funky on the occasions I did try to sit at a table intended for inclusivity that felt, in practice, exclusive. Now, in the workplace, organizations should continue to hire and promote people based on the strength of their character and their demonstrated competence. To do otherwise is patronizing to the employee and unfair to their colleagues. We must remember that we utilize human resources to produce business results, not to fill quotas or check a box. My experience has been that a hyper focus on diversity often achieves little more than driving division and isolation. It's really a form of exclusive inclusion. Ultimately, in summary, the health of a professional trade organization actually mirrors the health of a workplace. Both thrive on clarity, connection, and competence. See, whether you're leading a trade association or a growing firm, success depends on moving beyond the check the box exercises by articulating a clear value proposition, providing intentional onboarding, and prioritizing character-driven excellence over divisive silos. You create an environment where people don't just show up, they actually belong. Great organizations don't just ask for a renewal, they earn it by proving every day that their members and employees are truly their most valued asset.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.